listen to my girl, DJ Lala. Let's go.
Good morning.
Yo, what's up with y'all? Good morning, everyone. I'm so excited. So excited to do this episode with y'all. It's been a minute. Long time no hear. Kumantu Muni. ¿Cómo están todas? How is everyone? Hope everyone is doing well. We got a lot to talk about. We really do. We got a lot to talk about. Things that I'm going to talk about, I don't want to elaborate too much because it will be for another episode. So I'm going to lightly talk about certain situations, you know, because a lot of people ask me how I felt about the, probably feel like everybody else, about Russia and Ukraine gas prices and, you know, the new subvariant and mandates and things that's going on in the world, and not just here in New York, it's everywhere. So welcome, everybody. Welcome, of course, you know, you listen to your girl, DJ Lala, and this is Thinking Out Loud. I'm not going to give my shout-outs yet. I'm going to save that to the end. But I do want to give a quick shout-out to my podcast homies. Shout-out to Miss Red Sable. Shout-out to her. Shout-out to Guru, the warrior. And shout-out to Cybershots, the big homie. And you can catch them. Cybershots is still on Anchor. He's on Twitch. Miss Red Sable is on Stereo, as well as myself, but I haven't really done too much on there yet. And Guru the Warrior is on there, and they have different episodes on there. You can catch them on there. Those are my podcast homies. How is everyone doing? Thank God that we all woke up to see another beautiful day that God has made, right? I know we've gone through a lot. We've lost people. A lot of things that have been going on. I want to give a quick, not all my shout outs, but I'm going to give a quick shout out to, miss him so much, my big bro, DJ K Solo. Give a shout out to the family. And I know you're up there in heaven driving people crazy. Oh my gosh, rest in peace to you, big bro. I know you're smiling down on us, so miss you so much. Also, prayers goes out to Kaylise and her family. She lost her husband, Mike Morrow. He was 37 years old. He died of cancer, so prayers goes out to her and her family. It was stomach cancer. And then Tracy Braxton, also, we lost her recently. She was still young, 50 years old. Prayers goes out to the Braxton family, and prayers goes out to everybody that's been through this pandemic, and either whether you lost somebody or lost your mind or lost a job, you weren't able to pull through physically, mentally, emotionally. Shout out to y'all, my people. So I hope everything is getting better. You know, you got to take it day by day. A lot of times we have to. It's very important to take time out to do things for ourselves and to do things that makes us happy. You know what I mean? And not cause more stress on our lives and ourselves and our relationships, or, you know, and all of that. So just try to take it easy. I know it's hard sometimes with, you know, what we got going on and trying to get ourselves back together. That's what I was trying to do. And take time to breathe. Take time to exhale. And if you can't exhale yet, ladies, because you ain't got that one yet, I pray that he comes soon. I feel you, you know, waiting just to exhale. You know what? In that movie, they still didn't exhale. Yo, I'm thinking about it. We didn't exhale. They wanted to exhale to find the right man, and they still didn't exhale. Damn. Not good. We don't want that, ladies, do we? No. Okay. So, moving right along. We got a lot of news to talk about here. We're not going to do the fun stuff first. We're going to do the serious stuff first. The Russia-Ukraine situation. Prayers goes out to the people in Ukraine too, because more than 4 million people, they fled the country since the start of the Russian invasion. And I think, is it Mariupol, Ukraine? They almost, all of it has been destroyed by the military strikes. And man, it's really hard. I think I watched a video of some people from Ghana trying to flee, and it was very hard and very sad. It made me very teary-eyed, and they ended up making it back to Ghana, the students. We'll see how everything goes, you know, with the negotiations and the bill that Biden just passed. I think it was on 317, I think, to suspend the normal trade, ban imports. I think, what was it, seafood, I think it was, and vodka and stuff like that, diamonds, to ramp up the economic pressure on Russia for invading, which is crazy. We're going to talk more about these subjects on another episode. I just want to get to my two questions today for you. Gas prices. I mean, here in New York, it fluctuates. Everything is fluctuating. So what can we do? We need gas. We need groceries. We need whatever we can get. So we got to do what we got to do. The gas went down to $4.02 by me. And I went and got gas rewards at all them places. I'm sorry. BJ's, Speedway, BP. I mean, it does help. You know, you're not going to get $1 million back. They get back cash rewards, and, you know, you get a discount off the gas. But it does help. A lot of stores are closing. But you know what? The thing that is crazy, that a lot of stores are closing, but then the minute you turn your cheek, there's new businesses. I mean, where they getting the money from? People claiming they ain't got no money. They don't have this, but, you know, and the business not doing well. But then you turn around and you see, like, all these other businesses, like, building, blossoming. And I don't know what's going on. The Omicron subvariant BA2, apparently, they're saying just as soon as they drop the, here in New York, they lift the mask and the vaccine mandate. A lot of people were happy about that, but then you got some, like some restaurants aren't. They're leaving it up to, you know, the businesses. And before this happened, before it lifted, a lot of people were complaining that they weren't getting a lot of, you know, they weren't getting the business that they had because of the vaccine. But now it's like, you know, damn if you do, damn if you don't. So what's going on? The mask mandate, they really shouldn't lift. I'm sorry. You know, I think you really need to wear it. I mean, they wear it in hospitals. They've been wearing it in other countries. I mean, it's good for, like, you know, you don't want to catch somebody's, you know, bacteria and all. People be sneezing out in the air. They do all kind of, like, nasty crap. I feel like it helps. I don't know. I mean, we can agree to disagree. There's a lot of people still not working. There's a lot of homelessness. There's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of violence. People are frustrated. A lot of people think it's a lot of the homeless people frustrated. But if you look on the news, it's not just in New York. It's everywhere. It's people just frustrated, period, that are not even homeless. It's people that are on probation. It's people. I'm not saying that it gives anybody the right to go out there and violate someone. No. I'm just saying there's different things going on. And it needs to be taken care of. It really does. These mayors and governors, they need to be on it. I know Mayor Adams here in the city, he put like 350 in the Bronx, 350 beds in this nice, really nice building that he provided for the homeless. It's going to take a lot more than that, you know. Can't just put a band-aid on a problem. You just got to get to the root of the problem, and we got to get back to, you know, getting our city the way it used to be. But it's gonna take some time. Not just New York, it's everywhere. You see a lot of stuff going on. What about that guy in the Walmart in Florida? Just imagine shopping. Don't imagine. I'm just saying that during the daytime, this lady, I mean, she's shopping, and then you feel somebody lifting up your dress. Man, listen. He would have got it, but, you know, everybody ain't like me. But I'm just saying, this dude had the balls to lift up her dress and try to rape her. Thank God that there were some good Samaritans that just beat his ass, because that's crazy. That's scary. You know what I'm saying? And when they arrested him and they found him, he got bond. Like, why? Why? Why would you even give anybody bond? You know what I'm saying? Leave his ass in there, because he's going to get out and do it to somebody else. Maybe this time privately, or he lost his mind, so he'll do it again publicly. So that's just crazy. What about the 14-year-old teen that was on at the amusement park in Florida, and he tried to get on some other rides with his friends. He was like a football player, very tall and stocky, and they refused him on some other rides, but this one particular ride they didn't. They even said, I heard the seatbelt or the rail that goes over didn't click or go over tight. But he got on it anyway. And the people, you know, that work there that are supposed to check the rides and make sure it's secure, I guess they didn't do a good job. And that was that video was, it was scary. It was sad. It was a lot of things. But the family really should sue. I know it's not going to bring them back, but that's crazy. That's... prayers goes out to his family. That's so crazy. I don't know. Kim, Ye, and Pete Davidson. Lord, I don't want to hear no more about that. You know what? You could go either way. You know, we know Kanye to be whatever, but it doesn't take the fact that he's a good artist. You know what he's doing. He's a good producer. He make good music. Is he a little off sometimes? Yeah, but you know what? We don't know what's going on behind closed doors or what happens. I'm not blaming it on Kim. I'm not blaming it on Ye. It's just, but imagine how y'all would feel, you know. Y'all done it. You know, you got a divorce, separation, or, you know, whatever. You broke up with your girlfriend or boyfriend. Then got somebody new really quickly. And then you see it and you get a little jealous or whatever. I mean, y'all done it. I mean... Ye just does it in his own crazy way, but Lord, he got a song with The Game that he tells it all in there. I was like, damn. But it's very interesting, the song. But I don't know. I just don't want to hear any more about their stuff. They just need to be good. They just need to co-parent and try to, you know, Ye need to do what he need to do, she need to do what she need to do, and just leave it alone, man. It ain't even worth it. Did y'all hear about at Disney, the security breaks up a marriage proposal and removes them from the park because they didn't have, apparently, Disney approved balloons? Then let them buy the Disney balloons and let them continue on with their proposal. I mean, what the F? I don't know. Anyway, Rick Ross. Oh, congratulations to Rick Ross and Kate Michelle. They're getting into the farming industry. Big business. Pretty smart. Yep. Rick Ross, I love his music. He's funny. I like him. But I don't know, that clip and that post he did, Rick Ross says, listen, ladies, when I rub this sweat on you, this is expensive sweat. Wiping it from his forehead to this woman's shoulder. Bruh, I like you and all, but I'm not about to be somewhere and you about to rub your sweat on... No, sir. What I'm supposed to do with it? It's expensive sweat. What, I'm supposed to wipe it off with a napkin and put it and sell it or something? He funny. He crazy. What about movies and shows? Have y'all seen any good... I need to catch up on my shows, by the way. But there's some movies that are out that are really cute. Turning Red. I don't know if y'all into... That's a Disney movie, right? I think so. A cute little 13-year-old Asian girl who turns into a panda when she gets excited. Apparently, her mother had the same issue when she was younger. That's a really cute movie. I like little kid movies. I don't need my daughter to watch these movies because, you know what? I used her as an excuse to watch these movies sometimes when we were going to the movies. Not that much because, you know, they look pricey, but, you know, they're cute movies. Cheaper by the Dozen. You remember that movie. Gabrielle Union and Zach Braff, it's a modern version of the original. They raise 10 children and run a business together. It's really cute. It's a little, I don't know how to explain it. A little quirky. I mean, it's good. It's cute. It's a little cute family movie if you want to sit down and watch a family movie with your family. That Bel Air show, is it a show or a movie? That reimagination of Fresh Prince of Bel Air? I don't know. I heard, I think it was Mike Kane who told me it was good. I'm gonna check it out. Give it a chance. Deep Water. It's about a husband who allows his wife to have affairs to avoid divorce, but becomes a prime suspect on the disappearance of her lovers. He did it. How you gonna give her a pass and then her lovers end up missing? Come on, bro. I mean, no. Mm-mm. I don't know about y'all, but I can't share. If I'm in love with somebody, that's mine and mine only. I'm sorry. Mm-mm. We ain't sharing, and can't be passing me around neither. We ain't doing it. No. Mary J. explains why she never wanted kids. She says the fact of getting up and not being able to just go, having to tend to someone all the time. She likes her freedom. I mean, my best friend was like that. She never wanted kids. I mean, I love kids. I don't mind. I don't want a gang of kids, but I love kids. I mean, if my man wanted a gang of kids, we'd have a gang of kids. But my man at the time, but you know what I mean. That's tough. But I get it, because it's very hard raising children. No matter what age they get, it's very expensive. But, you know, a little bundle of joy. We're going to have a faith first moment. Here we go. Sometimes we got to stop putting so much energy into stuff and let things happen naturally. I thought of that the other day just to let you guys know. I don't know about y'all, but I have no energy for unnecessary situations. It's just too much going on. I can't, anything that isn't good for me or anything that, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say add value, and it doesn't have to be monetary. I mean, if you're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're part of the problem, you need to go. But, you know, learning patience is a virtue. Just look back at how many situations we got out of, you know, and thank God you did, but you didn't get out of it by yourself. Trust and believe. Can we talk? Held for a minute. Let me stop. I'm not singing that again, but yes. We need to make sure that we take care of our skin. Make sure that we wear SPF. I don't care if you think you don't need it. My skin's been looking fine all this time. But as you get older, you're going to start seeing things. And then you're going to be crying. You know what I'm saying? You know? I know black don't crack. And Asians, you know, don't age. But, you know, I do know in our families, we take, especially the women, we take care of our skin. You know, in my circle. So you have to do that. You cannot be walking around ashy all your life. Like, you need moisture. You got to take care of your skin. What you put in your body, you know, that's what you're going to get out of it. You can't eat bad all the time. I'm not saying that you have to go on a diet. It's hard to go on a diet. It's hard to lose weight. I congratulate anybody that can lose weight, because it's hard, you know, especially as you get older. So we have to learn how to use SPF, moisturize. Hyaluronic acid is good for the skin. You know, use a lot of natural products. It's really good for your skin. Eat a lot of fruit and vegetables. Add more fruit and vegetables if you cannot go on the diet. I suggest not eating a lot of fast food. Me and my daughter, we have fast food once a week. You know, and sometimes not at all. It all depends. I could cook, so I know how to cook things and make it taste good and still be healthy at the same time. So there's a lot of things you could do, a lot of healthy choices that you can make and still eat good. So, but we definitely got to watch, you know, and make sure we take care of our organs. Very important. What else am I talking about? Oh, relationships. Yes. I'm loving the Gunna and the Chloe hookup. Rihanna and ASAP Rocky, yes, of course. I love them together. I don't care. People are like, oh, you know, you got those ones that are saying, oh, they're not even married and she's pregnant. So, mind your business. If it's good for them, it's good for them. I like them together. They're cute together. And it's 2022. Nobody doing nothing really traditional. Not to say that I'm ruling out traditional stuff. If you like it, we gotta love it. But, you know, mind your business. What works for people works for them. Tiffany Haddish and Common. I kind of knew that one. Because Common relationships, they just, I mean, I'm not going to say, because somebody told me, oh, if you have a bunch of relationships, that must be something wrong with you. That's not true. Sometimes you think you found the right person, and all the time. You meet people, it's always good in the beginning. So it's always, sometimes it's kind of hard to really find out how a person is, especially when they're, you know, not being real, not being true. So it's hard. You know, people, true colors don't really come out in the beginning. Me, I'm the kind of person, what you see is what you get. There's no hidden things, no hidden agendas. You can go find out stuff later. I'll tell you exactly how I am. You know what I mean? And try to go from there. But, you know, time and relationships didn't even last that long. None of them, I don't think. But, you know, you can't really, you don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's something, you know, that stems from childhood that he has mentally going on. I don't know as to why his relationships don't last. It could be a numerous amount of things we don't know. Haley Bailey and DDG. I like them together. Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey. They're so cute. Halle Berry and Van Hunt. I just thought that she looked happy. So I wasn't really sure, but I think they went up and got married. So good for them. Congratulations to them. I think that was it on relationships. So let's see what else we got. Oh, back to the health minute. I wanted to tell you men, if you want to boost your testosterone, you can eat a lot of garlic. But garlic, look it up. It's good for a lot of things. It's good for thyroid. It's good for swelling. It's good for inflammation. It's just healthy overall. Sorrel leaves. I know y'all Jamaicans. I know y'all West Indians know about sorrel leaves. It's good. In a lot of ways. It's got iodine in it. It's good. If you got other health issues, just make sure, even if you're doing something natural, even on the skin, or if you're eating a lot of vegetables and a lot of, you know, if you're doing things naturally, just make sure if you have other health issues to see if it works with what you have and not against what you have. So pineapple is also good. Dandelion is good. Make sure you take care of your gut. That's what we were talking about earlier about the way we eat. And you may think you're fine now, but as you get older, I'm telling you, it'll catch up with you. And now I'm starting to hear a lot of people to where, you know, things are happening at a younger age. So you just have to make sure that, you know, you take care of yourself, especially nowadays. And we're done with the can we talk health for a minute. I ain't some of my voice, I can't sing right now, but I sing better than that. You know, just a little sketchy, you know what I'm saying? So I have two questions for y'all. And I really want to talk about this because we talked about this in the past, and I had a podcast about this before. But I really want to get your feedback. I really do. So the first question that I have for y'all, is beauty for you or beauty for me? What I mean by that is a lot of men seem to think that we beautify ourselves when it comes to makeup or hair or trying to look sexy or, you know, with our body contouring and the BBLs and all that stuff. I mean, it could be a numerous amount of things. I can only say from what I know of what some women tell me and what others tell me. And it could be it's a case by case scenario. I'm just gonna keep it real with y'all. I'm gonna keep it 100. There are some women who are insecure and they feel like getting a bigger butt or getting bigger boobs or getting lip fillers or whatever will make them sexier and men will be more attracted to them. But then there are some women who are secure and they just like that kind of stuff. But once you start getting surgery and all kinds of stuff like that, it is very addicting. It's like tattoos. Once you get one, you gotta keep on getting them. I have, 9 tattoos now? They're not big and manly, but you know, Shout out to two women who do get sleeves and make them big. I mean, you like what you like, you pay for it, okay? But men, it's just like you getting a haircut, looking fresh, feeling good. I mean, do you do it to look attractive for women, or you do it because you want to feel fresh, feel good, confident about yourself? That's what it is with some women. I cannot say it's for all women. I'm just gonna keep it real with y'all. And there are some women who are very confident and secure, and they just want to enhance their natural beauty. I know y'all men are like, oh, I love natural beauty. A few years ago, y'all was saying that. Now I see some of y'all liking pictures on, you know, IG and stuff like that, looking at these filters that these women are putting on, and some of them pictures ain't real. I'ma just keep it a buck with y'all. Some of it is, but you like what you like, hey, you like it, we love it. Each individual is different, you know, we can't judge, you know what I'm saying, because we all like different things. And you know, if you got money to pay for it and that's what you like, hey, that's on you. But just be careful how you're doing it, who you're getting it done by. And you do have some women who they just love beauty. I'm in the beauty industry, I love beauty. I mean, me personally, I don't wear a lot of makeup because I like my skin to breathe. I do have lashes, I do. But it's hard trying to maintain a body as a woman. You know, we got different bodies than yours. So it, you know, the one thing that can get your body out of whack is stress, hormones, and having children. Okay? We ain't got these chefs like these celebrities got. You know, some of these women, they got these trainers and these chefs to where they can be pregnant and look cute and sexy and not gain a pound nowhere but in the belly and still look cute. Rihanna look cute in her pregnancy. Beyonce look cute. I mean, it's, you know, you gotta have the money to do that. We don't all have that. So it's very hard. And you have to be with somebody that's going to appreciate and love you when they met you the way that you are, and know that things are going to change, and just work with the person. If you're not attracted to them because of, you know, we all gonna go through body changes, men too. So, you know, work with the person. Hey, babe, let's go to the gym or whatever. And if they, you know, it's just a lot of, it's a process being in a relationship too. And you gotta do things that's gonna make you happy. And it's not easy sometimes. And sometimes you gotta make decisions. So, you know, you just gotta do, bottom line is, you just gotta do what makes you happy. That's the whole bottom line. Because ain't nobody else gonna do it for you. You know, it starts with you. And then it starts, and then the next thing is the choices that we make. You know, so let me know. Hit me up and let me know. Let me know if you think that women, they beautify themselves for you or for me, for men. If you think we do it for y'all, or if you do think there's a little bit in us that does it for ourselves to make ourselves feel good and to feel sexy, or if you think for the most part that we do it for attraction. I don't like attention. I mean, not attraction, for attention. I don't like attention. I really don't. I have this conversation all the time for years with men, even my brothers, and they're like, nah, all women like attention. I don't. And they think because, you know, women like to be sexy when she go out, she's seeking attention. Maybe we just want to feel good and just to feel sexy. That's how, you know, we women are. We just want to feel sexy when you're going out with your girls, not necessarily attracting attention. I don't care what nobody say. You don't have to believe me. I do not like a lot of attention. So, but it doesn't stop me from getting any. So let me stop. Let me quit. Let me stop playing with y'all. The second question. Will Smith and Chris Rock and the joke he made at the Oscars, the G.I. Jane joke he made about Jada. If y'all didn't see that, Chris Rock made a joke about Jada. He said something about, is there going to be a G.I. Jane part 2? Talking about, you know, her shaven head. Listen, we can go either way with this. You know, when we're triggered, when we black out, when we snap, it's not timed. We don't, you know, it just happens. You know, I'm not saying it was right for what he did, but Chris Rock got a strong ass jaw. Because that was hard. It really was. I don't think it should have happened, you know. But you know what? At the same time, Chris Rock is a comedian, and they do that all the time at those award shows. They made jokes about Jay-Z, about Beyonce, lightly. And Jay-Z gave that little, like, grin, like, yo, bro, you know, after we gonna talk, you know, and just laughed it off. But that's what they do. They've been making jokes about celebrities for years. I mean, sometimes they take it too far, but we never seen Will like this. I mean, maybe he had just been going through a lot of emotional stress and things that's been going on in the media and things that they talked about on the Red Table Talk that Jada has about their marriage, relationship, stuff like that. We may not all agree, and people are saying about, oh, something about their marriage in August, Alcina. Don't nobody care about that. That's their business. The point of the matter is, it's that slap that he made, that G.I. Jane joke. But everybody is saying that the joke was deeper than that, because in G.I. Jane, I don't remember the movie. I mean, I watched it, but I don't remember. They said how she cheated on her husband for a younger man. I don't remember that part, but I don't know. Point of the matter is, I don't think it should have happened, but like I said, when you triggered and you snap, it just happens. He did apologize after. I can't say who's right or wrong. I mean, I don't know. Then I heard that Chris Rock didn't even make that joke, because the Academy, I mean the Oscars, they usually write most of it, and some of it, a little bit of it, portion of it, the comedians bring in their own little style and may say some jokes. So I don't know. I don't know what to believe. We don't know what happened behind the scenes, or I heard that they had a little beef before. I don't know, but that was very shocking when I saw that. I was like, damn. I felt kind of bad. Yeah, I wasn't there, and I was like, damn. But I think it really shouldn't have happened. But you know what? I'm gonna mind my business. I want y'all to tell me how y'all feel about it. So, got two questions of the day. Beauty for you or me? You think we beautify ourselves for the people, for attention? Or do you think there's some small possibility we do it because we want to feel confident, and there might be a little small piece of us that we're insecure about something on our bodies or whatever? So that's number one. Question number two is about the whole Will and Chris Rock situation that happened on the Oscars, that slap. A lot of celebrities are weighing in. They're saying, you know, that shouldn't have happened. He shouldn't have done that. I think Denzel and Tyler Perry, they was trying to calm him down and was like, you know, he should have laughed it off. There's some rappers saying, nah, bro, you wouldn't slap me like that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff went on. A lot of opinions, mixed reviews. It could go either way for me. I mean, kind of, sort of. I mean, I don't think that should have happened. I mean, I don't know. Hit me up and let me know how you feel about it and everything that we, you know, spoke about today. So excited to talk to y'all. I'm gonna give my shout outs. This is a smaller podcast today, but we gonna talk because we got a lot to talk about. I gave a shout out to my podcast homies already. I'm gonna give a shout out to my SD besties, Rangel, Chanel, Court, Yuritsa, Yaritsa, Jazz, Leah B on IG, my homegirl, CC, SisCC, Big J, Antonio, the big homie E, the bestie JB, Cuz O, Delightful Desserts. Check her out on IG. She does a really good job on making her sweets. Hannah My Love on IG. Thanks for always listening and supporting, as well as a lot of other names that I can't say right now. Give a shout out to DJ, like I said, DJ K Solo, may he rest in peace. DJ Mike Kane, DJ Junes, DJ Sheila, DJ X-Ray D, myself, DJ Lala, Harvey Champagne, my brother. He has an album called 1982. I put that on the DJ Junes page on Facebook. It's out. And he dropped the first single, Peace of Mind, and the video within, I think it was, the video was last week and the song was a week or two before. But check it out. It's on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music. He's got some more music coming out, some different things that he's dabbing into, and he wants to do a tour, like a DJ artist tour thing with me. So we'll see what happens. I want to see if other people want to get involved with that. But we'll see. like I said, look out for Beauty and Faith coming soon. Am I Just Faith? I will give you the deets on that soon. And I hope everybody is having a good day, and I hope you will continue to be positive and to be strong and listen to my podcast. DJ Lala. Shout out to myself, DJ Lala, and Thinking Out Loud. Wish everybody the best in their success and their goals. And no fear, no worries. We just got to do what makes us happy, and we just got to do it, you know? Time is like, it's going fast, y'all. I mean, you look up and it's a year later. I mean, look, it's already 2022. It's already about to be summer. Take the time out for yourself. Do what makes you happy. Don't listen to what everybody has to say, because at the end of the day, it's all about your happiness. So, I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. And y'all know it's all love, and we're gonna always talk about whatever, not everything that's, well, pretty much it was trending. We can't catch everything in one episode, but we're going to really elaborate, like, really heavily on what we need to discuss, especially, like, I'm trying to do things different, because we can't talk about everything in one day, and I know y'all can't listen to hour and 2 hour long podcasts. I mean, you can, you know, y'all have in the past. Thank you for all the plays. I really love y'all. Thank you to everybody who has supported me in the last 4.5 years. I really do appreciate y'all just for listening to podcasts. And you know, y'all love just regular talk, and you know, we can talk about anything on here. Y'all hit me up if you want to talk, if you want to have an interview, if you want to talk about certain things. I know before my brother DJ K Solo passed, he told me he wanted to talk about resources, you know, for people who don't really know how to, you know, look into things or what's available for everyone. And I promised him that I would do that. And yeah, so I'm gonna say blessings to all. Benediction pour tout le monde, and benedictions. How do we say it again? Para todas. Benediciones para todas. And yeah, I had to think about how to say that again. So blessings to all. Benediction pour tout le monde, and gosh, I'm tongue tied. Bendiciones para todas. Blessings to all, and I hope everyone has a great day. And be good to yourself, and be good to everyone, and do the best that you can in this crazy world that we live in. And just be happy, man. I'm telling you, it's, you know, crazy out here in these streets. Do the best that you can. That's all you can do. God bless, and have a great day. And don't forget to listen to my podcast, because I'm back, y'all. Yay. And you just tuned in to DJ Lala, and this is what again? Thinking Out Loud. What is it? Is it Thinking Out Loud? Is that what I said? I said it's Thinking Out Loud. You just tuned in to DJ Lala.